you know, this quarterback this week, you know, any quarterback that passes Joe Montana for number of touchdown passes is certainly one to be reckoned with, and he's still going strong. So, you know, Phillip Rivers is, you know, their team obviously isn't having a great year, but he's having a great year, and he's been a great quarterback for a long time. So he's obviously a guy we're concerned with. They've got a top passing, one of the top passing games in the league, and we have to stop the run first, as always. But, you know, he's one of those quarterbacks that I talked about. He can beat you throwing the ball, you know. I mean, he had one game where he had 500 yards passing and no interceptions. I mean, that's incredible. So, and I know Phillip pretty well. I was there with him. We drafted him when I was there. He's a great competitor, great person, but he's also a great competitor. Good trash talker too, but I'm sure I'll get some of that on the sideline. But
have you ever seen a quarterback talk that much without, and he does it without cursing, guys say.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's real nice when he trash talks. Yeah, no, he's his competitiveness is similar to some of the, you know, the great quarterbacks I've been around. Jim Kelly was that way, okay. Not trash talking, but I mean just great competitors, you know. So obviously John Elway was too. I mean, you know, they want to beat you at anything they do, and he's one of those guys.
You said he'll trash talk you on the sideline. Will you talk back?
Well, I may tweet something after the game. I'll have fun with him. I know that.
You are very active on Twitter. How much do you hear back from fans, or are you? Why do you enjoy sending out some of
that? It's for the fans. Yeah, it's for, you know. I mean, I don't know who else would be interested in what I would say, have to say anyway. But yeah, and, you know, I get some feedback from our Bronco fans, and actually, there's some Wade Phillips fans out there, which is surprising.
Fan page?
They do have a website, yeah, but I don't do it. Another guy does it, so.
You coach there, and obviously your father coached there as well on the staff. Is it kind of sad to see what they're going through? The team might leave, and San Diego might not be a football town?
No, it'd be terrible, you know. Yeah, my dad coached back there way back. In fact, when my dad was there in 1967, they traded for Scott Appleton from the University of Texas. That I know all of you miss this one, but they traded for Scott Appleton, who had been the Allen Trophy winner, and so my dad got to coach him at San Diego then. He's from Brady, Texas, if you didn't know. So
we were wondering what the Texas reference could be, because there's not a lot of Texas guys on the 53 now.
Well, that's mine this week. So.
How has DeMarcus looked in practice, and are you hopeful to have him back this week?
We're bringing him along slowly, but he's progressed obviously enough to practice some, limited practice, so we'll just have to see. Obviously, we want him back, but we want him well and ready to go so he can finish the season strong and hopefully help us later on.
How do you address the absence or potential absence of Sly and TJ? Obviously, Burton's played a lot. Does that mean maybe more reps for Togo or Vance?
Yeah, I mean, last game, you know, we kind of get an idea because they only played 8 plays anyway. So Vance played quite a bit, and of course Bruton played quite a bit, and you know, some other. We added Bush on the team to help us some in the secondary, and we've played with 5 defensive linemen, you know, several games this year. So yeah, Kilgo will have to get more snaps, I'm sure, which he's ready for. So we feel good about our backup people, and they played well. But anytime you lose, you know, we've got 2 Pro Bowl players out, and Sly, who is a really good player. So it's a little bit tougher defensively.
How has Omar looked when he's gone in there?
Well, you know, he made 4 play on the long touchdown that ended up hurting us in the game. It's probably my fault not getting him ready to play. Since he hadn't, you know, those backup guys need to be ready to play. And I didn't get him ready enough to play a whole game. So, but I think he'll do a lot better this game. He's getting obviously some reps and stuff. But just making sure those guys know what to do and ready to play is important, and I didn't do a good enough job that last week with him.
Is it tough on him because he's a converted corner, he's still learning safety?
No, he's been playing safety the whole time.
Coach, yeah. Derek Wolf's been known as a run stuffer, but what has he done to improve that pass rush skill this season?
He's worked hard at it. Bill Kolar obviously does a good job with him, but he's worked hard at in fact, when he was out the four games, he called Bill and said, I think you can contact him. I don't know. He called me anyway. Maybe it was before that. But anyway, he asked Bill what he needed to do better while he was going to be out, and he said pass rush. And so he's worked hard at that and coming back. He's gotten better and better as a rusher, and we put him in there more now.
Coach, Stewart's quietly playing a great season. What does he bring in particular among?
Who's that?
Stewart. What does he bring to this defensive backfield that's got a lot of stars on it?
Yeah, he's obviously a very physical player. He was upset he missed the first tackle in the game there, but he came on strong after that. And he's a smart player. He's our quarterback in the secondary, so to speak. So he helps getting everything straight as far as who's got who and, you know, who's going to help who and those kind of things. So he's done a really good job, played really well for us.
On Wolf's approved pass rush, you said, what did you think of that bull rush that he had that early in the game that ended up sacking Brady?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's worked on. Part of being a better player is working on the techniques involved. Some of them are in run techniques, some of them are pass techniques, and that's what we try to help coaching-wise and get them to be able to utilize their best skills. And he's a strong player, so we've got him to work. Bill's got him to work hard on more of a power rush. You call it a bull rush, but it's more of a power rush and be able to come off and make plays in the passing game. And he's done a good job. He's done real well the last few games.